The Wander Lover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. Guys, run, don't walk. Doors to the Wander Lover Business Academy are officially open for a limited time only. If you are a new coach or creator and you want to get your online business up and running before the end of the year, or if you want to start your business in 2024, then this is for you. The Business Academy is our tried and tested online course designed to give you the tools and strategies to build your business and, of course, to create your freedom-based life. You get trainings, tools, templates, live calls, accountability, and 24/7 support from me in our Facebook group with so many lovely people there to celebrate every single milestone with you. Check out the link in the episode description where you can get started for just $97 a month. And of course, DM me with any questions. I hope to see you inside. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. I've been getting a few questions as Black Friday is right around the corner. As a business owner, how do I prepare for Black Friday and what do I do? So usually I spend a bit of time, like at least a month, preparing my Black Friday offers. But if you are a little tight on time, I have a Black Friday bundle for you. So it basically is everything you need to have your most successful Black Friday yet. I give you all of the templates and all of the tools so that you can just introduce your offers and use my templates that I've used for the past few years. So in this bundle, you get over 100 professionally designed Black Friday social media post, story, and reel templates, Black Friday email sequences so you can launch your offers with ease, Black Friday caption copy for social media posts, as well as a high converting sales cart template for your offers. And so if this is something you want to participate in, I definitely recommend grabbing the bundle. You also have the option to add on a Black Friday training so that I can walk you through exactly how to price, launch, and sell all of your offers. I'll link this in the episode description and I hope it helps. Let me know if you have any questions. And with that being said, let's dive into today's episode all about self-care. So 7 self-care practices for online business owners. This is so important, especially as we are nearing a really exciting time of year. The holiday season with so much going on, Thanksgiving, Christmas, buying, sales, like it's all happening, right? And as a business owner, we want to fully enjoy all of our time and also be productive and make a lot of money in our business. During this time, especially if you're also a digital nomad and traveling like me, your schedules are a little unpredictable and hectic. Like I am going from Spain to England to New York to Miami all within a few weeks of each other. And so how do we take care of ourselves so that we can be the most productive? I'm going to share these 7 practices that I've been practicing for so long and it's always served me. Whenever I feel a little overwhelmed, I come back to these practices. The first is understanding and tracking your period cycle if you have a uterus and you get a period, and scheduling things out in your business around your cycle. Ever since I started doing this, it literally has been night and day. I know exactly what tasks to do and what tasks to have my assistant assign me for different weeks of the month because I know when I am the most organized. I know when I have the most brain fog and I can't think. I know when I am the most creative and outgoing. And I know when I just want to, you know, do nothing and curl up into a ball and eat chocolate. If you can sync your cycle with your business, you will be so much more productive. And obviously, this isn't going to happen immediately, but the sooner you take notice of it and the sooner you kind of shift what is working for you and align them with the weeks, it will make such a big difference. This has been extremely helpful in terms of content creation because there's only kind of like a window of the month where I feel like actually being in front of the camera. And if I can just get all of my content in that week of me talking, of me going out and doing my makeup or getting, you know, dolled up, it makes such a big difference and you're going to have an easier time. We're all about taking weights off of your shoulders. We're all about not doing things when you don't want to do them. So that means when you do want to do them, that is when we do them. I use an app, a free app called Life that I track my period. It's so easy to use. I'm sure there are many others out there. I literally could do a whole episode on this and how I structure my months around my cycle. But in the meantime, if you don't track, start tracking. Next self-care practice is to have a morning routine. And I use the word routine very lightly because as I'm constantly on the move and traveling, it is hard. But holding yourself to even an ounce of normal life and a routine makes a big, big difference. And so for me, my morning quote-unquote routine is tea. So having a cup of tea, it used to be coffee, but I stopped drinking coffee, and practicing gratitude and journaling for the day. I do this most days of the week, like whenever I can. I think I definitely have tea mostly every morning if I can. Next year when I go back to Asia, I'll probably switch back to coffee, but you get the point, right? You start the morning off on the right foot, you feel empowered, you are grateful, and you just operate from a higher vibration. So whatever is sustainable for you, introduce a morning ritual or morning routine. The third self-care practice for online business owners is to treat yourself often. Make yourself feel like the most special person in the world and unconditionally love yourself. This for me looks like getting my nails done, having a glass of champagne on a Tuesday in the middle of the day because I can and I'm worth it. It can obviously mean treating yourself to a holiday or a vacation or taking time off, but it doesn't even have to be monetary. You can just give yourself compliments in the mirror every day. What I mean by this practice is to get into the habit of treating yourself the way you deserve to be treated. Don't hold back. Personally, I've really had to allow myself to do this because growing up in an Asian American household, it wasn't really common. Like, I felt like I had this need to make it harder on myself than it needs to be, like adding a lot of pressure or doing a lot of work. So giving yourself permission to take a step back, fully recognize yourself for all the amazing things that you are doing, complimenting yourself, saying really nice things to yourself. This also helps change the subconscious, the inner dialogue, the inner mean girl. Does that sound familiar? So practice treating yourself the way you deserve to be treated. And I'd love to hear ways that come to mind for you on how you plan to make yourself feel special. So if you have any ideas, please DM me. I would love to hear them. The next self-care practice I have is to have a healthy balance between work and life. As an online business owner, sometimes, you know, the two are interchangeable and I totally respect that. I totally understand. But you also need to have at least some kind of gauge as to how much time you're spending in your business and how much time you are living. Sometimes I've definitely experienced living too much, you know, not working in my business at all. And then other times I'm working way too much and burning myself out in the business. I include a work-life balance time tracker in the Digital Nomad Society. So if you come join us, you'll get access to all of our trainings and all of our resources to help you find balance in work and life. And so if you take note, take inventory of how much time you're spending living the life you've built for yourself versus how much time you are spending in the business, having a healthy grasp and sense on that at all times is going to make you a lot happier. The next self-care practice is to stay hydrated. I ignored this for way too many years in my life, and what I've found to be so life-changing is simply having a water bottle with a straw. The straw makes all the difference because for some reason, I don't know if I'm lazy or I just don't want to flip a water bottle upside down, I mindlessly sip on my water bottle and go through so many bottles of water simply because the straw is there and I'm just sipping on it all day. It makes such a big difference. Your skin will improve. Like, drinking water has so many health benefits. And for me, I just don't feel bloated. I don't feel like I'm clogged up. And I feel like I'm taking good care of myself. I'm flushing out all of the toxins. I promise you, like, I just got my water bottle on Amazon. It makes such a big difference. And if you're not drinking enough water, definitely find one with a straw. Preferably a straw that is like easy to open, no twists off or anything. Mine just kind of like pops open. So the easier it is to access that straw while you are doing other things, the more water you will drink and the better you will feel. I guarantee you.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, the sixth self-care practice I have here that I have incorporated into my life over the past few years as an online business owner and as a digital nomad is to move my body every single day. Obviously, if I am at a surf destination with waves outside, I will go surfing every day. But if not, I'll find a reason to go outside, take a walk, go on a hike, sometimes go to the gym. I personally prefer to be outdoors, but sometimes there will be a really cool class at the gym, or I'll take a Pilates class or like a pole class. And it's really fun to move your body. And I really think it's important to take care of your body the same way it is to take care of your mental health, your business, and every other aspect of your life. And going off of that, the last self-care practice that I recommend incorporating as you enter this holiday season is to water your plants. And what I mean by that is, now that you're taking care of yourself and you should have a full cup, it is time for you to water all other parts of your life. Call your family, nurture your relationships, tell your partner you love them, tell your friends that you really care about them and you love them, tell your business that you love it, compliment your business even, check in on clients, make sure you are going above and beyond with delivery, and just make sure every aspect of whatever you touch gets like a golden touch by you because you're taking good care of yourself. You've incorporated these practices, and now we want the effects to feel known to not only yourself, but those around you. I totally understand running an online business is a whole matter on its own. Like, it's stressful, it's a lot of time, it's a lot of energy, it's a lot of work. But sometimes when you go out of your way to check in on a friend, to check in on a family member, it makes you feel good, right? You're like almost taking care of yourself in a way that boosts your serotonin, and then you're also helping someone else through their day. And so if you incorporate this, to keep in mind, it's not just about you and your business, but it's the relationships in your life, the relationship with your clients and customers and members. It will make such a big difference in all other areas as well. So as the holidays are approaching, I know it's a lot going on. If you ever need an ear or have any questions, you know where to find me. My DMs are always open. Have an amazing week, my loves. See you in the next episode.